Today's Hot Country, 94.1 WMIX. It's Lolo hanging with you, filling in for Big Jake. 8:35 is the time, and it is a manic Monday. Again, text the keyword ACTION to the Paul Shields Allstate Insurance text line, 618-242-0094, and we'll get you registered for a family four-pack of Knights Action Park passes. The Marion County Fair, the 84th annual Marion County Fair in Salem going on right now, and they had a heck of a weekend, and we got Doug Telford and the reigning fair queen, Caitlin Banning, in studio with us this morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Fantastic. So this is the 84th annual Marion County Fair being held, and that's quite an accomplishment, sir.
It is a very, very big accomplishment for us. And, I've got fair board members on the fair board that are older than that. And, you know, I know I've got patrons that have probably been to the fair every year, you know, we've been there.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big deal. It's always a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking off air that over the weekend, Ruby Lee performed at Marion County Fair.
Ruby Lee sang there last night, and it was what I would call phenomenal for a 17-year-old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For anybody, really. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. You know, following her on America's Got Talent and then following her outside of that competition, she's making a nice little carving path in the world of country music.
Well, she's headed to the Opry as we speak, getting ready to drive down the interstate.
So. Absolutely. So we have live performances this past weekend. What else is going on at the Marion County Fair?
Today, Monday, we got Kids Day at the fair from 9 to 2. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of hands-on activities for the kids. Then they walk around. They can see all the animals. All of our barns are full of livestock.
Yeah.
We furnish them a hot dog and a bag of chips and a bottle of water for a lunch, snack, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The carnival, very good. They'll open up and they will run the merry-go-round. The kid can get a ticket and ride it one time. It's pretty good for some of these kids. That's their one and only fair experience they'll ever have, and hopefully they come back after they've experienced it. So
yeah, and it's always fun to go look at the livestock as a kid. You know,
absolutely.
it's fun to experience that, especially if you don't grow up on a farm. I didn't grow up on a farm, so being from a rural community, going to the fair was always a fun time for me as a kid because I get to experience all sorts of different things. So Caitlin Banning,
yes.
Hi.
Hello.
So how many years have you been the fair queen?
Unfortunately, they kind of limit my term to 1 year.
Okay.
We're trying to find a loophole in the contract. Contract, but supposedly they're going to take the crown away tomorrow.
What are some of the accomplishments that you've made as the fair queen?
Well, that's kind of like one of my least favorite questions, just in the aspect of like whenever people ask me what my favorite thing this year is, because they keep me busy, but I have loved every minute of it, from just hanging out with my junior miss, Aubrey Landreth. She's made everything so fun.
Sure.
Going to the state pageant, I was honored to win not one, but two awards, that being the People's Choice Award, which meant so much to have everybody vote for me. Made me really proud of where I come from. Regardless, and then I actually got the Ruby Crumb Memorial Award, and mm-hmm. that was a great honor because that was voted on by the pageant crew. And so, given the hectic weekend that state is, it was really cool that they would acknowledge who I am, and so it meant a lot in that regard. And I mean, they've kept me busy ever since. We could be talking for hours about all that I've done.
So where are you from originally?
I've been in Salem for as long as I can remember.
Okay, right on. Well, that's very impressive, you know, and you hold yourself to a very high standard, and that's awesome. So, absolutely. And it's hard to find fair queens like that anymore. So, Doug, what else is going on at the Marion County Fair? What can we expect? We're going to be broadcasting live there at 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yes.
July 31st. Talk about what we can expect on Wednesday.
We've still got livestock shows, the junior shows going on.
Mm-hmm.
The swine, goat, and sheep, and the 4-H auction is that night.
Yeah.
You know, the kids work hard on their animals for the 4-H show. And then at 7 o'clock, we've got the Whippoorwill Rodeo, which is, they're a very good group of organization to work with, very professional.
Mm-hmm.
There's every whatever it is, the rodeo, they have everything going on.
They got it all, don't they? Clowns.
They
and
have
all.
It all.
Bronco busting horse riding and the clowns
absolutely. It's a full fledged rodeo.
Okay.
And then the clown they usually have a good clown there to entertain the crowd.
Okay.
You know, and that's one of them events that will run rain or shine. I mean, if there's no lightning, the rodeo people they will perform. Mother Nature's not been too nice to us the last couple afternoons or evenings.
Right.
So, but, you know, it's still going to be a good time.
Well, we're going to pray Mother Nature stays on her best behavior for the rest of the fair. And the Whippoorwill Rodeo, that starts at 7 o'clock. Now, tickets, we were talking about this. This is a new venture for you that they can buy tickets online,
we
right?
We have, yes, we're trying that out this year.
Uh-huh.
You can go online, MarionCountyAgFair.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy your tickets online, have them downloaded on your phone or print it off on paper.
Mm-hmm.
We've got scanners. I mean, you don't have to wait in line at the ticket sales. You can show up, walk right into grandstand with your ticket.
Right.
Have your seat. You know, it's working out. We'll get there with it.
Yeah. It takes time, you know, and it's something that's brand new. It certainly takes time. But if people are kind of having a tough time figuring out the online purchasing process, they can still come up to the grandstand and purchase tickets there too, right?
We still have our ticket office open, and you can buy one right there on site.
Okay, perfect.
That's not a problem.
So as soon as you come up to the Marion County Fairgrounds and you want to go in, you can just buy a ticket right on site, and they'll honor it right there, right?
Yep.
Awesome, perfect. Well, is there anything else that we need to know about going on with the Marion County Fair? Because you guys have a lot of events going on.
We do have a lot of events going on. We've got the, I'll let Queen Caitlin talk a little bit.
Yeah.
About
just
the
a little
Miss
bit.
Pageant.
Come on.
Junior Miss Pageant on Thursday night. That's turned out a very good program too.
Yeah. So what can we expect on that?
Well, I mean, Junior Miss Aubrey makes everything fun, and so I'm super excited. It's going to be an emotional night. I know I'm going to get all teary-eyed watching her because she means a lot to me. So I'm really excited. She has a great group of contestants, and I'm excited to see who ends up with the crown and excited for all the fun that they'll have this year. And even more excited, I'm ready for Aubrey to compete for Miss whenever she's of age. But it's always fun. I mean, I got to personally invite everybody to my pageant as well, which is on Tuesday. My group of contestants also have been a lot of fun. I mean, it's been great to get to know them, even though it did end up with me singing karaoke in front of them. So
what did you sing?
Shania Twain. Like, come on, you can't
go
wrong.
Got to.
But yeah, fortunately, honestly, the judges didn't judge me on that whenever I won Queen, because we all know they know. Wouldn't have won then.
Well, I think it would have. I think it would have. So, Caitlin, what are the next steps after you retire the crown? What's next?
It's going to be hard. We're going to see if I can make it through that night first. But then, in the meantime, I got a fun trip planned to go out to the Grand Canyon, so I'm excited for that. But then, unfortunately, real world starts, and I'll be going back to Mizzou to finish up my last year in undergrad for biomedical engineering.
Look at you.
Thank you. Not just a crown rack.
Right? Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I'm excited for that, finishing the year, and then we're going to see. I have some job prospects, but who knows where we end up. I'm definitely a small town girl, so I'm hoping to find something local so that I can stay around. There's nothing like the people from a small town.
Absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth. Thank you, Caitlin Banning, for stopping in, and thank you, Doug Telford, for stopping in too. Doug, anything that you'd like to pass on closing?
Well, just that Friday night the demo derby and Saturday night the PPO, you know, tractor pull.
Yeah.
Welcome everybody to come up to the fair, experience the fair food. We've got some of the best food going. I mean, if you're craving it, we've got it. And a lot of people come just for that corn dog and shake up.
Oh, man. You're making me want to go for a corn dog now.
And the food vendors are, you know, they're good people, too.
And a funnel cake. I haven't had a funnel cake all year.
Oh,
I've had a few
goodness.
Samples already. Corn dog, and I've already had it all.
You say you get to sample it. Yeah. Look, a lucky guy.
2 days into fair, and I've already had it all.
So, I'll take one for the team. I'll sample it. It's okay.
Right. Oh, don't
quality
worry.
Test.
That is a queen duty that Aubrey and I take very seriously. We got to make sure all our constituents are safe.
You got to make sure they're safe. It's quality inspection.
It's important stuff.
No, but it just, you know, invite people to come up for a night or an evening, and we got a good carnival running there for rides, $25 armbands, and so.
Fantastic. MarionCountyAgFair.com is where you can get tickets online. You can still walk up to the fair office, the grandstands, and purchase tickets right there. And Caitlin, thank you so much for stopping in. Doug, thank you so much for stopping in. Thank you. We appreciate you. And Caitlin, good luck on your future endeavors.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll get back into the hot country. How about some High Valley on today's Hot Country 94.1 WMIX.